Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Crisis and Leviathan: Critical Episodes in the Growth of American Government, is a work of economic history and political economy by Robert Higgs, first published in 1987 and later issued in a 25th anniversary edition. The book examines how the United States government expanded during major national crises such as wars, depressions, and security emergencies, and why those expansions tended to persist after the immediate emergency ended. Higgs's central contribution is the ratchet effect thesis: government grows rapidly in crisis, may contract somewhat afterward, but does not return to its former size or scope. Rather than treating state expansion as a smooth or inevitable process, the book argues that episodic shocks, institutional changes, ideological shifts, and political incentives are decisive. It is both a historical study of 20th century America and a broader explanation of how emergency power becomes durable government power. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the ratchet effect as the book's central explanation for government growth. The most distinctive idea in the book is Higgs's ratchet effect. He argues that major crises do not merely cause temporary enlargements of government. They also alter the baseline from which future politics begins. During war, depression, or other emergencies, officials gain authority, administrative capacity expands, and the public becomes more willing to accept intervention. When the crisis ends, some powers are rolled back, but the rollback is incomplete. New agencies, new legal precedents, and new expectations remain in place, so the state settles at a higher level than before. This argument matters because it rejects the assumption that crisis politics are self-correcting. Higgs is not saying that every policy created in an emergency survives unchanged. Rather, he shows that even partial retrenchment can still leave behind a larger and more intrusive government. That makes the book a structural explanation of state growth, not just a narrative about isolated historical episodes. Secondly, how wars, depressions, and emergencies erode barriers to expansion. Higgs organizes much of his analysis around critical episodes that weakened normal restraints on government action. Wars and economic collapses are especially important because they create conditions in which liberty, budget limits, and constitutional caution are often treated as secondary to survival or stability. In such moments, people who would normally resist intervention may instead support it as a practical necessity. The book shows how these pressures open the door to higher taxation, broader regulation, expanded executive authority, and the creation of emergency institutions. A key insight is that crises do not operate only through material necessity. They also change political judgment. Once the public and policymakers accept that exceptional measures are justified, the institutional machinery of intervention becomes easier to build. Higgs's historical approach makes these episodes comparable across time, revealing a pattern in which emergencies are not isolated interruptions, but recurring opportunities for government enlargement. The book is therefore less concerned with one event than with the recurring mechanism by which emergencies weaken resistance to state growth. Thirdly, institutional legacies in taxation, regulation, and emergency governance. A major theme in the book is that crisis-driven expansion leaves durable institutional legacies. Higgs pays attention not only to spending or employment figures, but also to the deeper structures that outlast emergencies. These include more intrusive taxation systems, wider regulatory authority, permanent administrative agencies, and legal doctrines that normalize exceptional power. Once such mechanisms exist, they can be reused in later crises and even in ordinary politics. This is one reason the book argues that government growth is cumulative rather than reversible. The important point is that institutions create path dependence, a temporary measure, can become part of the routine machinery of governance. Higgs's analysis is especially valuable because it links administrative form to political consequence. He is not simply tracking how big government becomes in numerical terms. He is showing how the state changes its operating style and how those changes reshape later policy choices. In that sense, the book explains why modern government can remain larger and more capable even after the emergency that justified expansion has disappeared. Fourthly, ideology and rhetoric as forces that legitimize permanent expansion. Higgs gives ideology a central role in explaining why crisis-driven growth becomes politically durable. He argues that emergencies are not enough by themselves. Expansion also requires persuasive narratives that make intervention appear necessary, moral, or inevitable. During crises, leaders often frame state action as the only responsible response, and those arguments can reshape public expectations long after the crisis ends. The book therefore treats ideas as politically productive forces rather than decorative justifications. Once a new way of thinking becomes dominant, measures adopted in panic can be reinterpreted as common sense, public duty, or modern administrative necessity. This helps explain why retrenchment is limited. Even when emergency conditions fade, the ideological language that supported intervention may continue to influence policy debates, allowing government to preserve its enlarged role. Higgs's treatment of ideology is important because it adds a cultural and intellectual dimension to an otherwise institutional history. Government growth is not presented as a purely economic outcome. It is also a matter of legitimation, rhetoric, and changing political morality. Lastly, a multi-causal and interdisciplinary account of 20th century American state expansion, rather than offering a single factor explanation. Higgs builds a multi-causal framework grounded in historical evidence and informed by economics, political philosophy, law, public choice theory, and Austrian economics. This matters because he explicitly criticizes monistic explanations that try to reduce government growth to one cause, such as business interests, class conflict, or administrative efficiency. His approach is broader crises matter, but so do institutions, ideology, legal change, and political incentives. The book's interdisciplinary method gives it unusual analytical range. It is not just a history of policies and not just a theory of the state. It is an attempt to explain why American government changed so dramatically across the 20th century. That broader ambition is one reason the book has remained influential in debates over fiscal sociology, regulatory expansion, and emergency power. It offers a framework that can be applied to new events without losing contact with historical detail. The result is a study that is both specific to American history and general enough to inform wider discussions of state growth and liberty. In conclusion, Crisis and Leviathan is best suited for readers interested in American political economy, economic history, constitutional liberty, and the long-run growth of the modern state. Scholars, students, policy analysts, and general readers who want a serious explanation of how government expands across time will find it especially rewarding. Its practical value lies in showing how emergencies can be translated into lasting authority, making it useful for thinking about war powers, economic intervention, security policy, and the persistence of regulation after a crisis has ended. Intellectually, the book stands out because it does not treat government growth as vague historical inevitability. Instead, it offers a clear mechanism, the ratchet effect, supported by a wide historical narrative and an interdisciplinary argument. Compared with many books on state expansion, it is more focused on institutional residues, ideological legitimation, and the way crisis politics changes the baseline of governance. That combination of historical scope and analytical precision is what has made the book a lasting reference point in debates as about big government and civil liberties. If you would like to support Robert Higgs, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.